Blog Talk Radio.
And now it is time for our lesson. Our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins is going to come and conduct our lesson this evening and talk through the Bible by Bruce Wilkinson. So at this time, we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen.
Oh, I feel great. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
How are you?
Feeling good right now.
Oh, good, good. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I know it was a wonderful lesson today for those who are listening. Join us on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock from 6 to 7.
Amen.
Wonderful Bible study. Praise God. And so now I'm going to pray us in so we can get started. Dear Heavenly Father, as we continue, Lord God, to learn more about your word, Lord God, we just want to thank you. We want to bless your name, Lord God. And we thank you for the revelation, Lord God, that those who have an ear to hear, Lord God, are your godly people, are your spiritual people, Lord God, through the Holy Spirit. It gives us an ear to hear so that, Lord God, we can understand your word. Lord God, we can understand the application of your word to our lives. And we thank you and we praise you for that. It's almost like X-ray eyes or X-ray ears, Lord God, that just comes through you, Father. And we just thank you for just that gift, Lord God, to be able to comprehend, Lord God, what it is that you want us to know. So help us, Lord God, to focus. Help us, Lord God, to listen. Allow the Holy Spirit to just take total control of over our minds and our hearts, Lord God.
Thank you.
Have that ear to hear what it is that thus says the Lord, Lord God.
Yes.
So, Lord God, we open up this meeting. We welcome you, Lord God, into this lesson. We glorify your name, Lord God. There's none other before. And bless all those, Lord God, who wanted to come, who were not able to come, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, for the increase that more people would want to come on and join and be a part of these Bible studies, Lord God. And we know that you're in control of everything, Lord God, so we leave it in your hands. So in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Okay. Beautiful prayer. Thank you.
So we are almost finished with Galatians. We're up to the gospel of grace applied, because I believe we did finish the gospel of grace explained. And just to go back a little, to go back to the theme, is that the purpose, and we found out that the purpose of Galatians was the justification by faith apart from works of the law, is the theme of this very urgent letter from Paul to correct the Galatians, because the Galatians, these people wanted to go back to the law.
Yes.
The three major sections reveal three purposes for which Galatians was written. It was written to defend Paul's ability and his authority to spread the gospel. It was written to defend the gospel, the truth of the gospel. And it was written because of the ability to explain the gospel and to apply the gospel to our lives, because these people had totally forgot. They wanted to go back to the law, which was not going to save them. We weren't saved by the law, because no one could completely follow the law. And this is why God, in his loving, gracious self, gave us Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our faith in Christ. Our faith is in Christ. We believe in Christ, and that is what's going to save us. That's the only thing that can save us, is the justification that we receive. We're pardoned through Jesus Christ. So now, we are up to the last two chapters of the Galatians, and which is called the Gospel of Grace Applied. And we read these two chapters. But before we read it, let me just read this. So the Judaizers, Judaizers are those people who wanted to go back to the law. They're known as Judaizers. And so the Judaizers seek to place the Galatians under bondage to perverted gospel of justification by law. And justification can never happen by law. Justification only happens through Christ.
That's right.
But Paul warned them that the law and grace are two contrary principles. So we're going to read that in chapter 5. And it then says, so far, maybe we'll break it down like this. So the first part is chapter 5, 1 through 12, where Paul warns them that the law and grace are two contrary principles. So let's read chapter 5, verses 1 through 12.
Okay.
In Galatians.
Five, 1 through 12. This is dealing with the freedom of the gospel, freedom in Christ. So Christ has truly set us free. Now, make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. Listen, I, Paul, tell you this. If you are counting on circumcision to make you right with God, then Christ will be of no benefit to you. I'll say it again. If you are trying to find favor with God by being circumcised, you must obey every regulation and the whole law of Moses. For if you are trying to make yourselves right with God by keeping the law, you have been cut off from Christ. You have fallen away from God's grace. But we who live by the Spirit eagerly wait to receive by faith the righteousness God has promised to us. For when we place our faith in Christ Jesus, there is no benefit and being circumcised or being uncircumcised. What is important is faith expressing itself in love. You were running the race so well. Who has held you back from following the truth? It certainly isn't God, for he is the one who called you to freedom. This false teaching is like a little yeast that spreads through the whole batch of dough. I am trusting the Lord to keep you from believing false teaching. God will judge that person, whoever he is, who has been confusing you, dear brothers and sisters. If I was still preaching that you must be circumcised, as some say I do, why am I still persecuted? Why am I still being persecuted? If I were no longer preaching salvation through the cross of Christ, no one would be offended. I just wish that those troublemakers who want to mutilate you by circumcision would mutilate themselves. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Amen. And you know, this is an issue today. Oh, let me tell you this. I was we were driving across Fordham Road the other day, and there were these men. They were white. They had on all white. And they, right at their crotches, was painted red, like blood. And they had these signs up. They were on every corner on Webster Avenue and Fordham.
Wow.
And they had these signs up saying that circumcision is mutilation. Don't circumcise yourself. They had, I mean, I've never seen, it was about six or more of them. They were like on every corner, all the four corners. They were standing on these ladders, and like they had a white pants, and right in front of their crotch was red, painted red, and they had these big signs against circumcision.
Wow,
it was like, well, I don't know whether it was religious or not, but they were publicizing against circumcision. Because, you know, even to this day, right, a lot of people choose to circumcise their sons, you know.
Yes.
They do it at, I guess they do it at birth. They do the circumcision of their sons, but some people think that you know, the circumcision is a mutilation of the body, and that it should be stopped, you know.
Yeah, so, but that was in the Bible, but that was in the Mosaic law when they were cutting the skin off the male children. But
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but now Paul is saying here that we don't have to do that.
Right,
it was a tradition,
right.
Mm-hmm.
But did you, like, you circumcise your son?
Yes, I did.
Right, because for us in this time, we were told that it was for health reasons, that boy should be circumcised for health reasons.
Exactly.
But that, they found out, is not true. As long as you teach them how to pull back the foreskin and clean inside the foreskin, that it's not a health reason, and it's not unsanitary, because as long as you learn how to clean it. And I think that's what the controversy is today,
yes,
as to what they were saying, you know, why mutilate your son? That circumcision in itself is mutilation. But anyway, that's what I saw today in terms of that. Okay, so far, Paul has been contrasting the liberty of faith with the legalism of law. But at this point, he warns the Galatians of the opposite extreme of license or antinomianism. And so we're going to see that. I'll read 5:13 to 6:10.
Yes.
Okay, so 13. For you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. But don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. For the whole law can be summed up in this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. But if you are always fighting and devouring one another, watch out. Beware of destroying one another.
True.
So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your life. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These forces are constantly fighting each other, so you are not free to carry out your good intentions.
Mm-mm.
But when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under the obligation to do you're not under the obligation to the law of Moses.
That's right.
When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality,
mm-hmm,
impurity, lustful,
mm-hmm,
pleasures,
mm-hmm,
idolatry, sorcery, mm-hmm, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. It's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified him there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives.
Amen.
Let us not be conceited or provoked or provoke one another or be jealous of one another. Dear brothers and sisters, chapter 6, if any one believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path and be careful not to fall into the same temptations yourself. Share each other's burdens and in this way obey the law of Christ. If you think you are too important to help someone, you are only fooling yourself. You are not that important.
Amen.
Take careful to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else.
Amen.
For we are each responsible for our own conduct. Those who are taught the word of God should provide for their teachers, sharing all the good things with them. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature.
Amen.
But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up.
Amen.
Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially those in the family of faith. And so that was, so we just read Paul has been contrasting the liberty of faith with the legalism of the law. But at this point, he warns the Galatians of the, you know, of the opposite of extreme legalism. So now, the Christian is not only set free from bondage of the law, but he is also free of the bondage of sin because of the power of the indwelled Spirit. Liberty is not an excuse to indulge in the deeds of the flesh. Rather, it provides the privilege of bearing the fruit of the Spirit by walking in dependence upon him. This letter closes with a contrast between the Judaizers who are motivated by pride and desire to avoid persecution, and Paul, who suffered for the true gospel, but boasted only in Christ. So if you could finish off with 7 to 18.
Okay. Wow, I love Paul. Paul's final advice. Notice what large letters I use as I write these closing words in my own handwriting. Those who are trying to force you to be circumcised want to look good to others. They don't want to be persecuted for teaching that the cross of Christ alone can save. And even those who advocate circumcision don't keep the whole law themselves. They only want you to be circumcised so they can boast about it and claim you as their disciples. As for me, may I never boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of that cross, my interest in this world has been crucified, and the world's interest in me has also died. It doesn't matter whether we have been circumcised or not. What counts is whether we have been transformed into a new creation. May God's peace and mercy be upon all who live by this principle. They are the new people of God. From now on, don't let anyone trouble me with these things, for I bear on my body the scars that show I belong to Jesus. Dear brothers and sisters, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen and amen. That's what I know. Paul gonna put you in your place.
Yes.
Paul said, get away from here with that nonsense.
But I wonder, you know, after I read, I wonder if they change, you know, after that letter. I mean, I wonder if the church made a change, you know. So,
but some of the churches, some of the people, they still circumcise their sons.
No, I know. What you mean, back in that day?
No, in today.
No, today, yeah, no, today a lot of people still do circumcision. But I wonder, what I'm saying is after Paul sent them the letter, I wonder if stood it and went back to Christ, or did they continue with the law? Because, because in that day, the circumcision was all about the law.
Yes.
In today's day, circumcision has nothing to do with religion. People not circumcising their kids for religious reasons. They just doing it because it's traditional. And they think it's unsanitary, but it's not sanitary anymore. They show that if you look, you teach a child to pull back the skin and clean.
Exactly.
Right.
So you don't know what it is to have to do that. It's not that. It's not something
that's pleasant to do. It's kind of off. That's why I ended up getting kicked. Okay. Well, that's what Pastor said. It's not that easy to pull back the skin and clean. So that's why he ended up getting circumcised at 08.
Ooh, it's worse when you get circumcised at old age.
I know.
As a baby, they don't really feel it. They just sniff. But when you're older,
He said he was 14 when he got circumcised.
Wow. My ex-husband was a full-grown man.
He did it on his own, he said.
Oh, yeah? How you do that? He cut his own self?
No, he went to the hospital on his own.
Oh. He cut it himself.
Like 14, you would think your parents would. No,
yeah.
He went to the hospital and said, I want to be circumcised.
Okay. It's never too late. That's right. Never too late. But, you know, in the islands, they some of the islands, they really don't believe in circumcision. Because my ex-husband came from Trinidad, and his mother she never had him circumcised.
Yeah, there's a lot of men that don't get circumcised. From the islands. I don't know about in the south, where the circumcision was done regularly.
I'm trying to remember if my cousins and them were circumcised.
Because it would mean going to a hospital, and sometimes it wasn't that easy to go to a
Definitely.
To get it done, so. Yeah.
Moving on.
So we're probably going to just end here, and you can get some rest, but
yes.
I'll just talk about what book we're going into the next time. And
in Ephesians.
I love the fruit. So here's what we always say, the fruit of the Spirit, right?
Yes.
We say fruit with an S on the end of fruit.
But it doesn't have an S. It's fruit.
It's fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah, like the sheep.
Like the sheep.
I don't know if I get that one. There's no S on the sheep.
Right. So same thing with the fruit of the Spirit. There's no S on it. And so the sections were really good because we talked about, each of the Gospels. The gospel of grace, the gospel of apply. But the work of the flesh comes before the fruit of the Spirit, and the work of the flesh is just like debauchery, sexual immorality. You know what the flesh does, but the fruit is joy, peace. I've written them down, but I think what I'm going to have to do, just a reminder to myself, because that scripture means so much to me.
Yes.
That I'm going to have to post it. You know, like some things you have to just post where you can see it all of the time. And I guess something that I need to put up and post it so that I can,
Right. When you post
relate
it,
to it,
then I can make a copy and paste it on the front door of my door.
Yeah.
In the inside of my front door.
The inside, right. I'm just going to have to post it in my office, so I have it in my face, on my desk, and put it on my refrigerator.
And then the other words, put it all over the house.
It's just
a reminder of how we're supposed to be. Yes.
Because it would definitely stop me from arguing.
Definitely. Arguing is no fun. It's no fun at all. I don't like arguing. I really don't. It like when I argue with somebody, It like does something to me inside. I become a totally, humble.
It's like
person.
A very different person. It's just so hard. You can't stop. Once you get it going, it's just so hard to stop it.
Because now the flesh has taken over. It wants
taken
you
over.
To say. Say what it wants you to say. Do what it wants you to do. And next thing you know, you'll be like, "What in the world is going on? Why am I doing this? Why am I saying this? No, I do not like that feeling. So arguing and stuff. That is not in my vocabulary.
just too much.
Joy, happiness. Ooh, now that I can walk around all day. I am happy. I am joy.
Just read it. The words make you happy. Just read it. Imagine
exactly.
Just doing it. Doing it. Reading
goodness.
It. Doing it.
Absolutely.
Just be happy.
Yes. I am happy. And then sometimes, you know, you got to encourage your own self.
Yeah.
You know, like sometimes when you're feeling down, then you got to ask yourself, why? You can't change anything, so why are you feeling down? Be happy.
Right.
Don't worry. Be happy.
I am pressing this up right now.
What time, I got a question. What time are we leaving on the 21st?
What's the 21st?
September 21st.
Oh, what time?
Yeah.
I think we're leaving before 12.
At 12 o'clock?
Like, we're leaving in the afternoon.
It's going to have to be because I got I didn't realize it, but I have the 21st of September, I have a 9 o'clock appointment, a doctor's appointment at 9 o'clock. And I didn't know it until I looked at the calendar when I was getting ready to write down the days that we are leaving.
Yeah, but you can change the appointment. You got enough time to change the appointment.
That one is the one that I don't think I can change that one.
Why?
I waited 3 months to get it. That's because I have colonoscopy that day, that morning.
And you had to wait 3 months to get a colonoscopy appointment?
With that doctor,
that's
yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's no way you can go get a colonoscopy and go on the trip. That's not going to happen.
I know. So I'm going to have to call and see if I can change the date.
Yes, doing
so
that.
I have to do it tomorrow.
Yes.
That's the first thing on my list to do tomorrow. To
Very
see if they can
thing.
Change me. If they have a cancellation, that they could take me earlier, or if they can take me afterwards.
Right, right.
Yeah. Because I definitely cannot miss this trip. Mm-mm, sorry.
No.
Can't miss this trip. Mm-mm, this is the only vacation I'm going to have. So, you know, I can't miss it. No. Definitely not. I will call them tomorrow to cancel that.
I have to call Reverend Price. Cause she said to call her and fill her in on where we are.
Oh, yeah, because she wasn't at the meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so that's it.
All right.
Let me go back and see what else I want. I done printed out. I got this in.
You sent me a text, right? So I called Anise.
Uh-huh.
But I got her voicemail. So I left my number and everything for her to call me back.
Yeah, she'll call you back.
Yeah.
She'll definitely call you back. That's good. Here's my lesson. I want to say more about Professor. But anyway, this was a wonderful book. I just love the idea that, you know, we talk about the purpose of these books. I mean, it really makes a difference because then you really understand where Paul is coming from and why
yes.
he was so heated. Mm-hmm. Why he was so heated. You know, he was like, these people are trying to go backwards?
Yeah, because see, Paul was chosen to to preach to the Gentiles.
Right.
So he had, after everything he did, so he definitely got to put down the law to the Jewish people, like, come on, man. You can't expect them to follow your customs. They're not
right.
Jewish. They were not born Jews.
Mm-hmm.
They are Gentiles. A whole
right.
different, a brand new world.
Yeah,
a whole new
yeah.
world of people.
You gonna come in here now and tell them that they gotta get circumcised, which they got in order for them to be right with God, when that's all a lie. That is
exactly.
a lie.
Yep. Definitely. Because if that was the case, then nobody would follow Jesus if they have to be circumcised at an adult
right.
age.
Uh-huh. Right. They would have been like, oh, no, I guess I ain't going to follow this Jesus if I got to get circumcised to do it. And that's,
exactly.
that's the whole thing
that's...
Paul was like, trying to turn people away from Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Because they want them to follow the law and not follow Christ.
Yeah.
You can't fulfill the law, because you are, if you break one, you broken all.
All. Exactly.
Whether you did it or not, you break one of those laws, then you have broken all of them.
All of them. All of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why in Christ already says, love your neighbor as
yes.
you love yourself, which
yes.
covers all of the Ten Commandments, okay?
Absolutely.
It covers it all.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So,
if you
so
want
that's,
me
that's,
to, I can love you to death.
yes.
Definitely. I will show you so much love, you ain't going to be able to take it.
So
and
anyway,
that's what Paul is doing. But you know, back
yeah.
then, they were mostly, when they were fighting for land and stuff. Or they were fighting for the honor of their sisters and stuff. But nowadays, people just argue and fight for no reason. They
yeah.
don't even need a reason.
They argue and fight.
Yeah.
Well, they argue and fight to be right. They argue and fight to get a point across. They argue
yep.
and fight because they want to take something from you, and people feel, you know, if they take something from you, then somebody wants to fight to get it back, and, you know, territory.
Yep.
They also, they still, that's what those gangs be arguing over, territory.
Territory.
And
it doesn't belong to either of them.
Right, right,
right. You're fighting for it, but it's not yours.
Exactly.
It's not even theirs. So why are you killing people? And then for these young people to get into these gangs, they have to do their initiation. And that
initiation
can be, you know, kill an old person or kill a young person or break into
right.
a store and just kill a bunch of people. What kind of initiation is that?
Mm-hmm.
You're taking innocent
people.
Life just to be in a gang? I don't think so. But they do it.
They do it. All right. Let's pray out. And we will start on what's next? Ephesians.
Yay. We are still with Paul.
Still with Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Paul the man.
He's the man. The prophet is the man. Amen.
Yes.
Father God,
mm-hmm.
once again, as we come to you as humbly as you know, as we know how, to thank you for raising us up this morning, watching over us last night while we slept. Protect us throughout the night and throughout the day, Lord God. Thank you for covering us with your blood. Thank you for, again, for life, strength, health, wisdom, understanding, Lord God. Thank you for these lessons that we are able to learn more and more and more and more about you, Lord God. We thank you for your Son. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord God. We thank you for just allowing us to be who we are, followers of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We thank you for loving on us, forgiving us for our sins, Lord God. Bless each and every one here tonight on Facebook, YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, Lord God, that they didn't find it robbery to hear your lesson tonight about how we should live by the fruits, not fruits, but fruit, Lord God, of your word. Guide us and never, never, ever forsake us, Lord God. We thank you for that. And continue to put, to cover us, to love on us, to guide us in the way that you would have us to go. Bless our homes, our families, our loved ones, our enemies, our neighbors, Lord God. Touch someone tonight that needs touching. Heal someone that needs healing, Lord God. And guide someone who needs guidance. Lord God, you know how it is down here this now. You have walked among us, Lord God. You see all the wickedness and the evils. The angels are crying out down here, Lord God.
We're patiently,
lovingly, peacefully waiting on you to come to receive us again, Lord God. We thank you. We honor and adore you. We love you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. And thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us for our sins, present, past, and future, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
And your will, not our will, but your will be done in each and every one of our lives. And we ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray. Amen, amen,
amen.
Amen. To God be glory.
Yes, praise God.
Have a good one.
Go and get your good night's sleep.
I'll get in that bed and those eyes will be wide awake.
Okay. All right, Elder, be blessed. So.
You too. Love you guys. Good
Love
night.
Love you too. Good night.
And on that note.
Come all ye broken. Come all ye broken. Come all ye broken. Burdens you carry, I want to save you from the weight of the world. My child, why do you tarry? Bring me the things that bind up your soul. For my yoke is easy, the burdens I give are light. Come on, ye broken. Come all ye faint of heart, come all ye weary souls, and find your rest in me. Leave the cares of this world far behind. Keep your feet on my word is a lamp. My name is a light. Come all ye broken. Come all ye faint of heart. Come all ye weary souls, and find your rest. Come all. Come all ye faint of heart, come all ye weary souls, and find your rest, and find your rest. Come and find your rest in me.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 104.